there are in the Klolim of Migu, there are four major exceptions to Migu, which we paskin. And the four exceptions, most of them come up here in this parak. One is Migu b'makim edim le'amrino, which is Agamara, which appears to be a machlaikis in the Gemara, as we'll discuss. Another one is Migu l'mafreya le'amrino, which appears to be a machlaikis taisis in the Rashbam and Aflam and Amir Aleph. The big taisis brings that the Rashbam is mashma, you say Migu l'mafreya, and taisis says you don't say Migu l'mafreya. The third is Migu l'haitzi, which I don't think is a Gemara anywhere, Migu l'haitzi l'yamrinan, but it's Taisvis all over Shas. Taisvis always says Migu l'haitzi l'yamrinan. And the fourth is Migu d'ha'aza, which does not come up in our Perek, but Taisvis in Subis and in the Metziah talks about Migu d'ha'aza. All four types of Migu we don't say. We don't always say. There are exceptions, but Migu Mafreya, Migu Makim Edim, Migu Mafreya, Migu Lahaitzi, and Migu Dahaza, those are the four major exceptions to Migu. Regarding Migu B'Makim Edim, which our Gemara says is a Machlaikis Rishayim, a Machlaikis Samayim, our Gemara says that Rabbah holds, you do say Migu B'Makim Edim, and Abaya, Taisus is Abaya and Rava, say that you do not say Migu B'Makim Edim. Means, what is Migu B'Makim Edim? What does it mean? It means, when he comes to Bezdin with Taina A, he says Taina A is true. Believe me, with a Migu I could have said Taina B. If Migu A, the Taina he wants you to believe him with, he wants you to believe him with this Taina. If that is Nistar, is contradicted by Aiden, then Migu doesn't help him because it goes against Aiden. That's what Abaye and Rava hold. So yesterday I mentioned to you the Rashba's Kasha, and the Rashba asks that nobody holds Migu B'Makim Edim Layamrina, that there's no such shita. How could it be? It bothers me that the Rashba doesn't prove it from Svara, as I told you yesterday. The Svara, Edom could even kill a holy Nidachas. A Migu, no such thing as a Migu causing Misa or Isurei Erva. A Migu is limited. The Rashba doesn't ask from Svara, the Rashba just asks from a Mishnah. And we'll get into the Mishnah a little more in a few minutes, but the Mishnah is Exubis, Bat Tezvav. A case where a man is giving a woman a divorce. He gave her a divorce already. She's Tevei Aksuba. And she tainis she should get 200 because she was a Basula when they got married. And he tainis, I only have to give you 100. You were a Bu'ula. And their Eidim, she Yatza Bihinuma. Their Eidim will say that at the Chasna she went out with her hair uncovered and with all the menhagim of a marriage of a Basula. So the halacha is that she wins, that she gets 200. He has a migul. He could have said parati. He could have said, I paid you up the ksuba already. So believe him that she was a ba'ula with the migul of parati. It's up to Rashba. It's a beferish mishnah. We see from this mishnah, migul v'makim edim v'yamrina. So how could there be a shita rabba that holds Migu B'Makim Edim Amrina? It can't be such a sheet that's a Mishnah. Rabbi Kida Eger in the Tshuvas Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Lamed was asked exactly the same question. He apparently didn't see the Rashba. I don't know if it was in print in his days, the Rashba of Abasra. I don't think it was. And he was asked exactly the same question. How can anybody hold Migu B'Makim Edim Amrina? Could it be? And Rabbi Kiva Eger was mechaven to the same teretz that the Rashba says. And the teretz is the following. If you're contradicting Eidim, if with Amigul you want to be believed to contradict Eidim and say them are liars, everyone agrees. However, if it's a case where you appear to be contradicting Eidim, but it's possible, Lafarish Devarav, it's possible to be Mitaritz, to interrupt what he's saying that it really means something else. That's where Rabba disagrees with Rav and Abaye. And here's the Machlokes. Rabba holds, Amigo B'makam Eidim, if he could be Mitaritz Devarav, we touch up his words and we accept the Amigo. And by and Rava say, no, we're not in the business of touching up people's words. We take the words at face value, and if it contradicts Eidim, then we throw out the meat. It makes sense both ways. Because even with the Kayach HaTayna, he has a Kayach to say Shalav Aysa. Now, we have a problem with that. He has this Kayach, I contradict Zaydim.
So,
we know he's lying. So the Rav and Abaye hold that we don't know he's lying. It's possible he's not lying. Because since Avaisa could mean Avaisa Shalakia Shalakapin Avaisa,
why would we do that?
I agree, if it's an Amonis, it's stronger, but even if it's a Kayach HaTayna, Ilamaisi has the Kayach. So you're saying the Eidim against him, I'm saying the Eidim not necessarily against him. That's okay. Alright, this is, I think we had this yesterday, Rabbi Kiva Eger, to my relief, says a svara besides Rayas. He doesn't quite say what I tried to say yesterday, he says slightly different. But he says a very geshmaka raya. He says, we pass gemigu lahaytzi layamina. We don't say amigu to be mighty mamin. Could Eidim be mighty mamin? Everyone knows, of course Eidim can be mighty mamin. So if amigu can't be mighty mamin, and Eidim could be mighty mamin, it's a raya that Eidim are stronger than Migul. Because Eidim could be mighty, Migul can't be mighty, Eidim are stronger than Migul. So obviously you don't say Migul, but Makim Eidim. That's his raya. Plus, he says that this is a Beferish HaTosfos. I looked up the Tosfos, it's Taka, the Rashba is Taka Beferish HaTosfos, on Bava Metzia on Gimel Amid Beis. Gemara Bava Metzia has a case where two Eidim say Achal Techelev. They say to someone, Eidim, you ate Chelev, you have to bring a carbon. Chelev is Karis, you have to bring a carbon. And he says, Lo Yachalti. And he says that he didn't eat the Chelev. So Gemara says that he's Neman. He doesn't bring the carbon, it's like Rashi. He has a Migul. What's his Migul? He could have said Mezid Hayisi. He could have said to the Eidim, I take Eid the Chelev, but I was amazing. So we believe him to say Layachalti with a Migul of Mezid Hayisi. Tosfos asks, that's amigo b'makom Eidim. What are you talking about? Eidim say he ate. He said, I didn't eat. And believe me, I have amigo. Taina A, I didn't eat. With amigo of Taina B, of Layachalti Shagig Alamez. So it's amigo against Eidim. He wants to be believed Layachalti. Eidim say he ate. Amigo b'makom Eidim. And for Tosfos, that it's not pshat that he has a migu. Shad is when Mitaritz Devarav. When he said Lo Yachalti, we touch up Lo Yachalti Shalgen. The Din Torah was over a carbon. Bezal was Tavei him a carbon. When he said Lo Yachalti, when Mitaritz Devarav, that he's saying Lo Yachalti Shalgen. Elamez. So the Seif Tosis is saying that when you have Farish Devarov, there's no chsar in a Migul B'Makanein. So this is a klal we have now from the Rajba and from Tosis and from Rabbi Kiv Eger, that when Rabba, and it's Rav Chista on the Gimel on the base, so says the same thing, Rabba and Rav Chista say Migul B'Makan Eidim Amrinan, it's only Lataritz Devarov. Okay, a very klara rule, a klara klal. Now, I want to pay back a chayiv that I said I'll get back to and I never got back to. And Lamed Amid Aleph is a big taisus about Migul Amafreya. Taisus shows from a few places in Shas that you don't say a Migul Amafreya. Delai Kaharajba. He says the Rashbam in our Gemara's Mashri say Migul Amafreya. And Taisus brings Rayas Migul Amafreya Alayami. Now we did not spend time on it. First, let me explain Migul Amafreya and get to the point that's similar to Migul Mokameid. Migul Amafreya means a person comes into Bez and he says one time. Then somebody else answers his taina. Then he changes his taina. And with his changed taina, he wants to be relieved with a migul. His first taina didn't wash. So now he changes his taina and he wants to be relieved with a migul. What's the case? Someone comes into Bezdin, he says, "You're in my field." You have to al-kah, because there are really three tainas here. There's the first taina that was answered, then the second taina, which he's saying is true, with a migul of a third taina. What's the case? The first time, someone comes to me and says, "You're in my field." I say, "I bought it from Pliny. Pliny told me he bought it from me." So he answers, "Pliny guys don't know who. They never sold it to him." So now the muzik answers, "Pliny, I bought it from Pliny. The Zavni Minach Kam Edidi." He says, "I saw you sell it to him. And believe me, with a migul, I could have said I bought it from you." So he's changing his time. First time he's saying, "I bought it from Pliny, you said he bought it from you." And that doesn't go. So now he's changing his time. He's saying, "But Pliny is a vintage, this abne minoch kamedidi, I saw it. And believe me, with a migul." So Taisis migul na mafreya layamrina. What's the svara? Svara is really very pashut. With chayshid, that originally this person told the truth. No one said, it's my field. He told the truth. I bought it from Pliny, who told me he bought it from you. Taina one was true. If someone's telling the truth, it has nothing to do with migul. The whole migul doesn't make sense. A person only could say, if I'm lying, I would have said a different lie, only if we're accusing him of lying. We're saying here, originally, you were honest. When you saw you're going to lose the din Torah by being honest, now you started to be crooked. You follow? Migul Mafreya means we tell someone, in the beginning, you were being honest. Later, when I answered you and you saw you're going to lose the din Torah, so now you started to lie. Now you're starting to say, Kamei didi zavna, and have a migul. So that migul you don't have. Because in the beginning, when you were honest, you already said that migul is not true. You already said you didn't buy it from me. You already said you bought it from someone else. That's what it means, migul amafreya lo yamrina. You can't go back to your old words and say, "Oh, taina number one, I had a migul. Taina number one, I'm telling you, I believe you, taina number one. It just doesn't win in din Torah." Now you're coming with a baloney taina number two, and you want to be believed with a migul. So you can't have a migul if that migul contradicts taina number one, because originally there's no reason for you to have a migul. You're telling the truth. So Taisus says migul amafreya layam. The Rishbam, the way Taisus says migul amafreya amrin. Zokta tumin klolei amigul. That really everyone agrees migul amafreya layam. You think about it, it's a shtaka svara. everyone agrees, you don't say amigo l'mafreya. When does the Rashbam say you do say amigo l'mafreya? Guess what? When does the Rashbam say you do say amigo l'mafreya? When you could say he's being metaritz devaros. He's explaining what he said before. It's not a complete contradiction. Before he said, I bought it from Pliny, you bought it, who said he bought it from you? Now, he's saying what I said before is true. I bought it from Pliny, he said he bought it from you. I want to add to it that it was Kamei Didi. You know, I saw it. The Rashbam is only arguing by Migul and Mafreya in a type of Migul where his new Taina, we could be Metaritz with his old Taina. If his new Taina is a complete contradiction, then we don't say Migul and Mafreya. It's only where his new Taina is going to explain his previous Taina. That's where the Rashbam says Migul and Mafreya. What I mean to say is that the same exact formula that Tosis and the Rashbam of Akiva Ega used by Migul b'Mokam Eidim, that there's a difference if it could be a Mefarish Devarav or not, the Tumim says by Migul and Mafreya. It's not totally Zebizet. You could hold by Migul b'Mokam Eidim one way and Migul and Mafreya a different way. Not totally Zebizet. Just for us to remember it, it's the same Mahalach, the same approach in both cases. In both cases, Migul Mafreya Layamina, Migul Mokam Eidim Layamina. You open a Shulchan Aruch, no Machlaikas. You don't say Migul Mafreya, you don't say Migul Mokam Eidim. Ah, you find Machlaikasim. So say, those Machlaikasim are only in the exceptional case where he could say, I'm being Mefarish by previous words. If he's being Mefarish, then it's good. If he's saying a brand new Taina, then you don't say Migul Mafreya, even if it's not contradicting. It's just a brand new Taina, then you don't say Migul Mafreya. There has to be a Mefarish Devarav. So this is the Yisoid in these two rules of Migul. The Turayas that Tosis brought, at least the ones, the way I understand, the Raya and Ksubis I'm not so clear about. But the other Rayas, I think, are where a person saying a new thing. Alright, this is the Klal in these two cases. Now, there is one new sugya of Migul, which is connected to what we're talking about. And this sugya of Migul comes from the Achrayinim. Nevertheless, it has many Makairis and Shas. Let's go back to the Mishnah Ksuvos. What's the case? A man and a woman are divorced. She comes into Bez and she's Tevei Ksuva. She says 200. That was a psula. He says 100. He says she's a bull. What do the Edom say? Edom say, Yotza Behinuma. We were at the wedding. And she went out with her hair uncovered. Now, like today, you can't tell if it's a shayfal or not. Okay, in time of the Gemara, they can tell, I guess. And when she went out with her hair uncovered, there were other minhagim they had only by a basula. The Mishnah says, we were at the wedding, and at a wedding of a basula. So he says, I have a migul. Believe me, she's a ba'ula, I have a migul. I could have said I paid the ksula already. So here, nobody argues. It's a Mishnah. He loses, because it's a migul b'makim eidim. Gemara doesn't say it's a migul b'makim eidim. Taisus, they explain, Taisus, after Tzvav says, that's a migul b'makim eidim, because he's trying to say, believe me, she was a bu'ula, and eidim are saying she's a basula. Dr. Bashba, that Rabba's maida, Rabban Abaya maida, Rechista, everyone's maida, it's a Mishnah. They argue, migul b'makim eidim, where you can be mitaris divar. Let me ask you a question. Over there, could you be Mataritz Devarav? Is it possible to be Mataritz Devarav? Ksuvos. Is he necessarily contradicting the Eidim? He says she's a Ba'ula. The Eidim say that she's not a Ba'ula, she was Yotze Behinuma. It's possible to be Mataritz Devarav. Huh? I think it's possible, no? What? could be Mitaris Devara, that she was a Bu'ula, but she was Yatza Be'inuma anyway. She was Yatza Be'inuma anyway. What? That's only because he's not believed. No, I'll say I knew. I knew, and she was Yatza Be'inuma anyway. I got news for you, it happens really all the time. It's only because he doesn't have the money. It's the result causes the cause. It's only where he claims that she presented herself as a b'sula and she was really a b'sula. But if he says he knew, then he doesn't have no reason to go to bed. He let her have. No, he didn't want to embarrass her. So he's masking. He's saying the shtar said the fairish 100. He claims that the ksuv, she's supposed to come with the shtar. It's really, I could say perua. She lost the shtar. If she would have brought the shtar, we wrote in the shtar 100. So how can you tell me I'm mechayev 200? If I wrote a shtar, it says 100. He knew it's not mechayev if you write a ksuv of 100. It happens, unfortunately, okay, it happens sometimes today, that the woman is not a basula for whatever reason. And at the chasna, they don't want to advertise it. And the person who reads the ksuba sometimes they even have a psula ksuba under the chuppah, and later on they switch it with a bula ksuba. They're not going to, you're going to go to a wedding, they're going to read out loud, bula tada. Nobody else, they go to, I don't know if anybody's really listening, but in such a case, the chasna kala would feel they're listening, you know, it's like, so we don't do that. We don't, we read and we pretend. So it could be the same thing. Yotza Be'inuma, and we pretended. Chayra, the whole Rashba and Tosis and Rabbi Akiva Eiger falls away. If the whole Makar of Migubu Makam Eidim, according to the Rashba, now the other Makaris for Migubu Makam Eidim, I don't deny it, but the Rashba brings that Makar, that Migubu Makam Eidim, Lo Yamrina. The Chayra there, we can be Makaris Devarov. The Shach, he has Klolei Amigu at the end of Simen Pei Beis. Klolei Amigu, the Shach stels avek a yisoid. Klolei Amigu ois beis. That just like we don't say Migu b'makam Eidim, we don't say Amigu to contradict Minig HaMedina. Minig HaMedina, I mean to say, a hanhoga, I don't mean minig like minig Yisrael Tairahu, whatever minig there is. I mean, what? It's like an ansadi sort of. Migu mokum chazok is anybody leishta in the Gemara. But you mean, it's a migu against minig HaMedina, that's what he calls it. A migu against minig HaMedina. You're not believe what a migu to say that what you did is the opposite of the hanhoga in the Medina. If the anhaga is that Yotza Be'inuma is a ksubas psula, a migul doesn't help to contradict to say, believe me, that we were mishana me'minik ha'medina. You want to be believed to say that with a migul? A migul, not only is not good enough against Eidim, it's not good enough to be believed to contradict minik ha'medina. This is the Shach's klal. Even Mitarsim and Migul. Because even after you're Mitarit, you have to say he did different than Minig HaMedina. And that we don't believe it to say. The Shach brings two Makairis for this. It's very Bekitzer, but the case is a case above Metzia Daf Kuf Yod. The Oris and a Balabayas have a disagreement. You know, Oris is a sharecropper, it works for a certain percentage. He works the whole year. There's no crops till the end of the year. So the whole year he's working. He's not getting a penny. At the end of the year, they pile up all the crops. And now they have a disagreement. The Oris says, I'm supposed to get a half. And the Balabayas says, you're only supposed to get a third. They didn't write out their agreement. It was an oral agreement. So the Balabai, who's the Muzik? Who's the Muzik? Huh? Well, the Peiris definitely grew in the Baal HaBayis' character. You need Shvach Peiris Bikarka. I don't know if you have to go into that Machlokes. What it says in the Gemara there is that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Baal HaBayis is believed. He's the Mosik. It's his Karka. And Rav Nachman says, Hakol Kemidik HaMedina. If they argue, you look, what's the minig in this city? Oris gets a half, he gets a half, third, he gets a third. A kol k'minig ha-medina. But my pligi, zok t'shach, what's the machlaikis? The machlaikis is, Rav Yehuda holds, the Baal HaBayis has a migra. He could have said, you're not an oris, you're my worker. You get zero, you have to pay your wages. He could have said, you're my sphere of Lakitai. You have no shtaris, you have no wages. Rav Yehuda says the Baal HaBayis is believed because he has a migul. He could have said, you're sphere of Lakitai. See, even against Minig HaMedina, Rav Yehuda holds that you believe in a migul. We pass like Rav Nachman, which means that HaKol K'minig HaMedina, even if you have a migul, we still say Hakel Kaminig Amedina. We still go Bas Kaminig Amedina, even against the Migul. Zok d'shach, since we passed like Rav Nachman, we have a new rule that Hakel Kaminig Amedina, and the Migul is not believed against Kaminig Amedina. That's his makar from Bava Metzia. There's a makar from Bava Basra as well. In the first parak, it talks about a kaisel, a wall, that's half on my karka, half on your karka. That's the case of the shutfin in the first parak. And the wall collapses. And now we're arguing over whose stones they are. So the Gemara says that we split the stones. Even if the whole wall fell into my side, the wall collapsed, it collapsed all into my side, I'm a Muslim. Still, we split the stones because the minig is that they split the cost of a wall. I have a minig, amigo, I could have said I bought it from you. The stones are on my property. If I would have said I bought it from you after it collapsed, I'd be believed. I have amigo of the koach. Why am I not believed? Zaktashach, it's a migul keneged minig hamedina. Minig hamedina is that you split the wall 50-50. And since you split the wall 50-50, when you build it, the assumption is the rocks are half mine and half yours. So Menela, the migul is not believed keneged minig hamedina. So these are the shas makairis for this klal, that you don't say amigu keneged minig hamedina. The tumim is lo nichalei with this klal, is in the fact faith. The tumim also has klalei amigu. You know, the shach made up this one. This one, there's no klar makar rishayim. It answers kashis, but the shach said, the tumim says, some of those kashis rishayim they ask. Rishonim asked why Rav Nachman doesn't say Amigo of Sphira Lakita. So the Shach is saying a teretz. He says other Rishonim, the other teretzim. So the Tumim is loy nichalei with this Amigo. But L'chaira, there's a mocker in the Rishonim. There's one Rishon, Taisis Yamtif, who seems to say this idea of Amigo against Midig HaMedina. The Taisis Yantiv is a Masechtas Pei, a Parashas Mishneh Gimel. The case there is an Ani comes in with Chitim. And we ask the Ani, is this Tevel? Do we have to separate Truma? The Ani may be selling it to me. Selling me Chitim. I ask him, is this Truma? Is this Tevel? Do I have to separate Truma? The Ani says, I received these chitim as my Sarani. when I got these chitim, I got them as Meister Ani. So he's believed. Just like if he comes, he says the meat is shechted, he's believed. If he comes in and he says that these chitim are Meister Ani, Meister is part of Trumas and Meisters. Right? Meister Ani is not cattle. Meister Ani you don't have to get Truma from. So if an Ani is selling something and he says, I got this as Meister Ani, he's believed. Says there in the Mishnah that that's if he's selling chitim. If he's selling kemach, if he's selling wheat, a flour, or even if he's selling bread, and he claims that the kemach was given to him as Maisa Ani, he's not saying he got chitim and he ground them to kemach. He's saying flour was given to me as Maisa Ani. He's not believed. Why not? The answer is, nobody does that. If I'm a farmer and I have to give a tenth of my wheat to an ani, I feel bad enough I have to give away, every time I feel good, it's a mitzvah. You know, but I'm losing 10%, I have to give it to an ani. I'm not going to go and grind it for him. There's no mitzvah for me to turn it into flour, it costs me money. I'm certainly not going to bake it into bread. So the minig is that when you give maisa ani, you don't grind it for him. You call the ani, you say, come pick up your meiser. You don't even deliver it to him, right? You tell him, come pick it up. Come pick up your meiser ani, and you give him chitim. If he claims it was given to him as flour, he's not believed. In fact, the Tosfos Yamtiv, believe him with a migul. He could have said it was given to me as chitim, and I'm the one who ground it into flour. Could have said it was given to me as chitim, and I ground it into flour. Then he'd be believed. It would be a regular case of Eidechem and Misur. So I bazai, believe him now that he says it was given to him as kemach, with a migul. So the Tosfos Yamtiv there says that the migul is keneged the minig. The minig is not to give kemach. So even though he has a migul, we don't believe him with a migul. And that's a minig against the migul against the minig, you throw it out. So we have at least one rishon that says there's rules, but the migul against minig amedina is not believed. Ad kan divrei hashach. The shach says it in little pieces in three different places, but then at the end of, he has the without the reasons, just the klolim. The paskins, you don't say a migul against minig amedina, and that's the way we pass. So I started the day by telling you four klalim and migul, four exceptions. We have now a fifth exception. Migul against minig amedina. The tumim does answer this Tosfos Yamtiv. This says the raya from the Mishnah. Tosfos Yamtiv is like the shot. But the raya from the Mishnah to our case, the raya this. The truth is, he's explained the Tosfos Yamtiv as well. He says, 1 minute. We have a rule, by Isurim we go Basarai. Right? By Isur, we go, we only, you know, you go Basarai by Isur, called the Parish, but we're the Parish. You have kosher meat and tray for meat. By Isur, you go Basarai. By Mamin, Ein Hochim, but Mamin, Achar Rai. Can be my kimamim based on rav. This haste, it's a musa haskel. To eat treifus is not as bad as to take away money from somebody. The Velt thinks fakir that eating treifus is terrible. You're not from. You take away money from somebody, not so bad. So the Gemara says not that. The Gemara says that rav, it's only treifus. You can rely on rav. To be my kimamim from someone, ain't no kimamim achar rav. You can't rely on rav to be my kimamim. Take away someone's money. You don't go bust a rav. Zokter Tumim. This rule that a migul doesn't help against minig hamedina. What is minig hamedina? It's a type of rav. Minig hamedina means most people give chitim as maisani. Well, most people who are yatsa bihinuma are basulis. Or most arisim, most sharecroppers get this and this percentage. Minhag HaMedina establishes rov. Could be, it's a very strong rov. But Lamaisa, it's a rov. By Isser, you don't say Migul B'makim Minhag HaMedina. Because Migul against rov, by Isser you go Basar rov. So Takatru, that's what the Taisis Yantiv is going on. He's going on a case of Maisa Oni. Going on a case of Isser. By Isser, you don't go Basar rov. That's no raya for this Taisis Yantiv and this Mishnah in Peah to Dinei Mamon. By Dinei Mamon, where you say Ein Hochem B'Mamon Achar rov. Minhag HaMedina doesn't have the same tekifus, doesn't have the same kayas. So here, Amigu will override Minhag HaMedina, because Minhag HaMedina doesn't have kayas, doesn't have the same kayas to carry the day. So therefore, Amigu works against Minhag HaMedina. Let's state it. So, the svari is that Minhag HaMedina comes with kayak rov. By Isser, it has its tekifus. And by Mammon, it has no power at all. Where?
If there's no
Migu against it, can I get it? We do go Basar Minhag HaMedina. We go Basar. Where? By Mammon? It's a stronger right. It's not enough to make it a lumdim. Because the shail of whether you say a migu against the chazakin and the kreatas mana, is an iboy belief shoot in the Gemara. You give up the chazakin and iboy in the Gemara, that's not nifsha. But nevertheless, so the dinyan to an asadi is not so good. But the underlying kasha, you ask me that without a migu, we do go basar rov. Without a migu, by where do we go basar rov? By yotzebi numa. By yotzebi numa, without a migu, we do go basar minhag HaMedina. You're right. So we have to see the tumim. He obviously doesn't mean it's a pashta rov. Maybe he means it only is a dinya to rov. Let's take a look. The tumim is in klali migu ois tzadik. Klali migu is in zendisim and pebeis, in the shak and the lead and the tumim. It's ois tzadik. So you have to see exactly how he spells it out. Yeah. Rak upon him, so what we learned today is some of the klalim of migu, the way the migu works. On Sunday we're going to come to Tayyim v'chayz of Tayyim, which is the next piece of this Gemara. The tzais on Tayyim v'chayz of Tayyim is Simon Pei. I think it's Sukkot and Gimel. Simon Pei, Sukkot and Gimel. The tzais is a related Mesidus to it, and that's on the agenda, Mitzvah Shem, for this Sunday.